please like and subscribe. Let's grow NAI basketball. Thank you. Cascade Hoops Talk, bringing the world NAI basketball one podcast at a time. Hey, Cascade Hoops Talk, Billy D. I hope everybody is having a good week or had a good week. It's Saturday now. We're into March. We're second day of March. Tons of playoff action going on, and there's going to be even more today. So what we're going to do is we're going to review everything that happened, catch you up on all the conferences. They're starting to get down to, the finals or the semifinals. And let's just take a look where we are. So let's start in the southern states. So one of the biggest upsets in tournaments so far, Loyola beat Life today. Not particularly that one game, but just Loyola is on a roll. They've made it to the final. We'll show you that in just one moment and what the significance is of that. But they beat Life today 69-66. And then the other game, Tennessee Southern, they took care of Mobile 70-54. Let's look at the bracket real quick and explain the significance of that. So in the semifinals, Loyola beat Life, so they're in the final. Tennessee Southern beat Mobile, and they're in the final. And that final is going to be today at 6:30 p.m. their local time. This is the significance of this. Two teams from the southern states make the tournament, regular season champion and tournament champion. If the tournament champion and regular season champion are the same, it is the tournament runner-up. So Tennessee Southern is playing Loyola. So whichever the outcome here, Loyola, which really had no chance to get into the show, has played their way into it. So that's probably one of the biggest stories out of the tournament so far. In the Frontier Conference, Montana Tech, they had all they could handle. They edged Montana Western, and they got the win. They'll go to the final. And then Carroll beat Providence. Bit of a story with that game. Providence was up by 2 seconds to go, like 6-5 seconds, something like that. Providence got a steal. It looked like a breakaway. Kind of a hard contact foul by Carroll as the guy went to the bucket. He was able to get the stop. The guy that got fouled didn't really like it. Ended up with a technical foul with Providence. And to make a long story short, Providence got their 2 free throws. Carroll got their 2-3 free throws. Carroll got the ball back. They hit a three, half court three. I can't remember the guy's name. I should have wrote it down. But they won that game at the buzzer. it was a bad outcome for if you're a Providence Argo fan, you're not very happy today. And if you're a Carroll fan, you're very happy today. It's a playoff basketball. I don't know what else to say about it. So Montana Tech, they won. They're in the final. Carroll, they won. This is exactly the outcome we expected. They play at 5 p.m. Mountain today for that final. And remember, there's only one automatic bid out of the Frontier Conference. In the Chicagoland, so there's a couple of results. I'm not going to say they were upsets because Indiana Northwest was a 2 seed. Olivet Nazarene was a 3 seed, but Northwest beat Olivet Nazarene. And then Indiana South Bend, in a bit of an upset, beat Roosevelt 72-70 in that South Bend game against Roosevelt. DeJon Barney, he had 18 points, 14 rebounds for a double-double. He had quite the performance. So let's take a look at the bracket there. So Indiana South Bend beat Roosevelt, and Indiana Northwest beat Olivet Nazarene. I think these are 2 and 3 seeds. Yeah, 2, and then South Bend is, 2 and a 4 seed. And so the 2 and the 4 seed will play for the Chicagoland Championship on Monday. So in the heart of America, semifinals today. Baker, they were the number 2 seed. They beat Graceland in overtime. And then the number 5 seed in a bit of an upset, upset Mid-American Nazarene, 71-67 for Baker today. Quentin Harvey, he had 25.7 rebounds. And then for Peru State, Amir Pote, he had 13.6 rebounds. Again, going to the bracket here. So Peru State is going to face Baker for the championship. That is on Monday. That final will be on Monday. In the GSAC today, last night, Arizona Christian, they defeated Jessup 80-70. Dennis Flowers had 20.7 rebounds. And then an overtime game that, well, I wasn't sure if anybody was going to win it, but the Masters ended up beating Hope International 89-88. In that game, though, listen to this. Ty Harper, 43 points for the Masters. 43 points, almost half their point. 43 in a playoff game. The Masters and Arizona Christian will play for that title. And that title game will be on today at 6 p.m. Pacific, the Masters and Arizona Christian. In the Red River Conference, LSU Shreveport defeated Our Lady of the Lake 84-71. Calvin Carpenter, 22 points, 9 rebounds for LSU Shreveport. Southwest, they defeated Xavier 75-65. Lance Williams, 15 points in that game. Texas College, they beat Jarvis Christian. Jarvin Graham, he had 17 points for Texas College in that 80-68 win. And then LSU Alexandria, they took care of Paul Quinn. They beat him 77-67. Cashy Nat, 23 points, 13 rebounds. So the bracket for the Red River Conference Southwest, they were the number 7 seed. They're going to take on Texas College. These games are on Saturday. They're today. So Southwest is going to take on Texas College, Shreveport versus Alexandria. Those teams are playing for to get into the championship game, which is Sunday. In the Sun Conference, St. Thomas beat Weber International 87-51. Milton Matthews, he had 21 points for St. Thomas. And Florida Memorial, they beat Ave Maria 92-87. Latavius Mitchell, 21 points, 13 rebounds. Latavius Mitchell really was strong all season for Florida Memorial. This really puts Ave Maria at the mercy of the selection committee. Boy, they're really, you talk about on the bubble, they're really on the bubble. So the Sun Conference Championship is going to be today. As we said, St. Thomas is in the final along with Florida Memorial. And I'm not sure the time, but they play today for that Sun Conference Championship. Over in the Appalachian Conference, Union defeated Johnson 85-73. For Union, Markello Sullivan, 20 points, 8 rebounds. And then remember I said last night I thought this CIU game, Pikeville game, had the potential of being a pretty good game, went to overtime, and Columbia International beat Pikeville 91-86. Darian Oates, 27.7 rebounds for Columbia International. So those two teams won. So Union will play Columbia International today, 1 p.m. their local time there. So it'll be Union versus number 3 seed Columbia International for that AAC title. In the CalPAC Conference, UC Merced beat Benedictine Mesa 62-55. Cameron Brown, he had 17 points, 12 rebounds for Merced with a double-double. And then St. Catherine, they beat La Sierra 99 62, Logan Phillips. He came off the bench for St. Catherine, 17 points, 7 rebounds. So the bracket there quickly. So Merced moves over. They're going to play Antelope Valley. Remember, Antelope Valley is running on crowdfunding. I mean, you know, everybody's an Antelope Valley fan this year. They're just doing it out of sheer will. The players and the fans and people around the country are financing them right now because the school bailed on them. But that's a subject. That's a completely different subject for another day. So they're going to play. They don't play until Sunday. Antelope Valley is going to take on number 4, Merced. And then St. Catherine will take on Westcliff. Again, both those games are on Sunday. So number 1 and number 2 got a bye. And then those other two teams move over. You know, man, hats off to Westcliff. I saw them play early in the year. They had some struggles. But they just improved throughout the year. And they got to the number 2 seed in the Cal Pack. So hats off to them. Over in the Gulf Coast, the GCAC, Fisk today defeated Wiley 65-56, so they move over to a semifinal spot. And then also as well today, Talladega defeated the 6th seed, Rust, 67-60, so Talladega moves over. And so this semifinal is today. Philander Smith is going to take on Talladega. I like their time, 2, 6, or 5. On the pick a time. Also, Dillard, the number 9 seed, probably the lowest seed still active that I could find. Dillard's the number 9 seed. They're going to take on Fisk sometime today as well. And out of that, we'll get the teams for the final out of the GCAC. In the Continental Association, Florida College. I'm sorry, up here, see. Okay, Florida College must have had a bye. So Washington Adventist today defeated, well, I don't want to get this backwards. Washington Adventist defeated Fisher today, and Northern New Mexico defeated Voorhees. And so Florida College and Florida National had a bye. That's what it was. So today, Florida College is going to take on Northern New Mexico, 3 p.m., and then Florida National is going to take on Washington Adventist at 7 p.m., So the two teams that come out of this semifinal will get a bid because the tournament champion and the tournament runner-up are the ones who get the bid out of this. So it's Florida College, Northern New Mexico, Florida National, Washington Adventist, and then they'll play the championship on Sunday. So that's a quick update with what's going on at the conference tournaments around the country. Remember, they're going to continue tomorrow, but I don't do a Sunday show. So I'll be back on Monday and catch you up with everything that's going on in the country. By the time you hear this, I'll be on the road going up I-84 today, going out to watch basketball. Hopefully bring you some interviews and some live updates on watch Twitter and YouTube for that. In the meantime, if you have never seen or if you have a friend who's never seen any NAI basketball, you have to get them out to a basketball game this week. I mean, every game is super intense. You know, teams are playing for their lives. You know, seniors are playing their last game if they lose, that kind of thing. It is especially intense this year, the games I've watched. Get somebody out and show them what NAI basketball is all about. Thank you very much for supporting our podcast. Please like and subscribe. Get out to your local NAI school because NAI basketball is the best entertainment value in America.